H. Had better. 1. Would you tell Paul I am sorry I lost his radio?
Hadn't you better tell him yourself?
2. Julie had better go to the supermarket right away because her sister is coming for lunch.
Hand in. 1. Irene left no stone unturned in her research and handed in an excellent paper.
2. Could I hand in my paper a few days late?
3. I can't remember the due date for our final paper.
I think it is the last day of class, but Professor Murdoch said not to wait until the last minute to hand it in.
Hand me down. What a gorgeous jacket. It must have cost a fortune.
Not at all. It's a hand-me-down.
Hand out. The school bus drivers are handing out schedules.
Hands down. Lee won the chess match hands down.
Hang on to. I've decided to hang on to my textbooks from last year.
Hang up. Did you get cut off?
No, they asked me to hang up and try again later.
Hard feelings. I don't think Jim particularly likes his cousin.
There have been hard feelings between them for years.
Hard on. 1. Larry certainly made a mess of that paint job.
Don't be too hard on him. He was only trying to help.
2. I don't know what to do with Timmy. This morning I found orange juice spilled all over the kitchen floor.
Don't be so hard on him. He's only 4.
Have off. 1. She's decided she'd rather have Fridays off instead.
2. It will be nice having Fridays off next semester.
Have a good time. 1. Didn't we have a good time at the party?
2. It's a long trip, but I think you will have a good time.
Have a hand in. She had a hand in this project.
Have a hard time doing. I had a hard time getting through this novel.
Have a problem doing. I'm having a problem getting the classes I want.
Have a short memory. Why did you come to the meeting late? I left a message with your roommate about the time change.
She has a very short memory. It really gets on my nerves sometimes.
Have a way with. Bonnie really has a way with words.
Have another commitment. This report is due tomorrow. Would you be able to work on it with me tonight?
Unfortunately, I have another commitment.
Have enough of. I've had enough of this museum. Why don't we skip the gift shop?
Have got to. 1. How about seeing the new movie at the North Park Theater tonight?
Sounds great, but I've got to go over my notes for tomorrow's midterm.
2. I've got to be going now.
3. Beth's got to get a new car.
4. I've just got to get a new car.
5. You've got to do what is best for you.
Have had better. This pizza tastes bland. There's not enough sauce.
I've had better, too.
Have had it. I've had it with being sick in bed. I've read most of these magazines twice.
Have it in one, too. Anne has it in her to become the top student.
Have many things on one's mind. Well, her wedding is coming up right after graduation, so she has many things on her mind.
Have much on one's mind. Tom's house is a mess. Doesn't he ever clean it?
I guess he just has too much else on his mind with that new job of his.
Have one's hands full. You look like you have your hands full. Do you need any help carrying those boxes?
2. You know, I'll be conducting my psychology experiment this Saturday, and I'll have my hands full, so I was wondering if you could help me. Maybe you could register the subjects and ask them a few questions as they come in.
I've got some work of my own to do, but I guess I could make some time. Just let me know what I'm supposed to do.
Have one's heart set on. 1. I'm trying to talk Jane out of studying abroad next semester.
That's a lost cause. You know Jane when she has her heart set on something.
2. I really want to see the play at the outdoor theater tonight. Will you come with me?
You know I hate battling all those mosquitoes, but if you have your heart set on it.
Have things one's own way. Listen, Randy, you can't always have things your own way.
Have trouble doing. 1. I have trouble concentrating when my roommate plays loud music.
2. You certainly have a lot of clocks. There seems to be one in every room.
My family gave them to me because I have trouble keeping track of time.
3. We are having all kinds of trouble finding a new apartment for next year.
4. I'm having trouble drawing the model's right arm. It's supposed to look like he is pointing at me.
Head and shoulders above. In computer programming, Susan is head and shoulders above the rest of us.
Health center. I think the health center's open late tonight.
Health education. I really hate it when our health education professor assigns a paper and then makes it due in 3 days.
Hear from. Could you mail these letters for me, please?
More letters? Your friends are going to be very happy to hear from you.
Heating unit. Under the window is the new heating unit.
Heavy traffic. I need to go across town, but the traffic is so heavy this time of day.
Help oneself. Excuse me, would you mind if I use your phone?
Help yourself. It's on the table over there. Help oneself to. 1. We helped ourselves to the coffee.
2. George helped himself to another piece of pie.
Help out. Do you think we could use your pickup truck to take the telescope down to the field again this weekend?
To be honest, I got a lot of dents in my truck on the last field trip. Maybe someone else can help out this time.
Help somebody out. I'm having a lot of trouble with calculus, and my professor can't seem to explain it in a way that makes sense to me.
You know, the student government runs a tutoring service. I was ready to drop trigonometry before they helped me out.
High school. How many years of science did you have in high school?
Hit it off. Our little brothers are so different, I was afraid they wouldn't like each other at first.
They really hit it off right away, didn't they?
Hit the spot. This lemonade sure hits the spot.
Hold a grudge. I wish I hadn't hurt Mary's feelings like that. You know I never meant to.
The great thing about Mary is that she doesn't hold a grudge. By tomorrow, she'll have forgotten all about it.
Hold off. 1. It's 10 o'clock. Is it too late for us to phone Professor Brown about the student council meeting?
Let's hold off till tomorrow.
2. I think I'll break down and get myself some new towels.
I'd hold off if I were you. There are some good sales next month.
Hold on. 1. If I don't find my wallet pretty soon, I'm going to have to report it stolen.
Hold on. Before you call the campus security office, have you checked your car or your jacket pocket? Everywhere.
2. These summer days are getting to be more than I can take. It was even too hot to go to the pool yesterday.
Hold on. According to the weather report, we should have some relief by the end of the week.
Hold over. Don't you want to have dinner before you go to your evening class?
I'll grab a snack at the break. That should hold me over till I get back.
Hold the line. Hello, can you tell me if the library will be open Saturday evening?
Hold the line, please. I'll find out.
Hold up. 1. Have the parts we need for the copier arrived yet?
I ordered them last week, but something is holding them up.
2. It's already 10 o'clock. I guess Bob and Amy won't be coming to the party.
They called at 9 to say they'd been held up.
3. I really like your luggage.
It looks nice, but it hasn't held up well.
4. I'm really sorry my article didn't make the deadline. I guess that held up everything, huh?
Home fried potatoes. Home fries. There's nothing I like better to get me started in the morning than a big breakfast. Eggs, bacon, and home-fried potatoes.
Not me. All that fatty food would give me a stomach ache. I prefer something light, like fruit or yogurt.
Honors list. I hear your older sister is on the Olympic team and on the honors list. She must be quite a person.
Hotel desk.
How clumsy of somebody. How clumsy of me, and all over your white tablecloth.
Hey, it will come out with soap and water.
How come? Watching fish in an aquarium is supposed to have a soothing effect on people.
How come?